The Public News Service Daily Newscast, March the 1st, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. The COVID-19 crisis underscored the importance of quality health care, and new data reveals it has also intensified patient anxieties about the ability to pay for care.
In a survey from Consumers for Quality Care, 80% of respondents agreed that healthcare costs continue to rise each year, and 57% of voters said they're specifically worried about out-of-pocket costs. Joel Abramowitz, a health economist at the University of Michigan, says patients are more likely to skip or delay routine medical care when premiums and deductibles are too high.
Having coverage literally saves people's lives. Even if you're not sick today, you could be sick tomorrow, and people don't seek preventative care. They don't seek care when they need it because of cost if they don't have coverage, and we've seen that.
Here in Michigan, more than 10% of people with employer coverage pay high premiums, defined as 10% or more of their annual household income. Mary Sherman reporting.
While most surveyed want healthcare system reforms, a majority also agreed any changes need to be made carefully as the nation emerges from the pandemic. NBC News reports the FBI indicated it is targeting a single assailant as it continues to investigate the death of U.S. Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick. Sicknick was injured while physically engaging with protesters, returning to his division office where he collapsed, according to Capitol Police in a statement. He was taken to the hospital where he later died on January the 7th. NBC News notes agents have not pinpointed Sicknick's exact cause of injuries, but recently said they suspect it was from a potential spray-type irritant, such as bear spray, that he inhaled during the riot. Farmers say timing is everything for successful production. North Dakota producers say it's not just changing weather patterns they're contending with these days. Declining infrastructure is another barrier. They hope lawmakers come through with key funding.
So far this session, bonding proposals of different sizes have been floated as the legislature looks to pay for a number of infrastructure projects. But price tags for these plans have come down and money for county and township level improvements has been removed. Matt Perdue of the North Dakota Farmers Union says rural communities need those funds with roads deteriorating around them.
In North Dakota and the eastern half of the state, we've had wet conditions the last several years that have caused a lot of stress on our roads. In some cases have even overwhelmed or flooded out some of our rural roads.
The union says transportation delays can be costly during the planting or harvest season. Some state lawmakers say they're leery of taking on bonding debt and how it would impact future budgets. I'm Mike Moen.
This is PNS. All eyes are on the U.S. Senate after the Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy, or CORE Act, cleared the U.S. House on Friday.
Part of a larger public lands package, the measure aims to boost Colorado's outdoor recreation economy and protect some 400,000 acres of public lands, including Camp Hale, where 10th Mountain Division soldiers trained for alpine combat in World War II. Mike Greenwood trained at Camp Hale before being deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan.
I think this is important because it's taking another giant step towards protecting the land that many veterans, specifically 10th Mountain veterans, hold sacred to them.
If the CORE Act is approved by the U.S. Senate, Camp Hale would be designated as the nation's first National Historic Landscape. The site is also known as the birthplace of Colorado's ski industry, launched by returning war veterans. Colorado Representatives Joe Neguse and Diana DeGette led the effort in the House to pass a bundle of 9 bills, including the Colorado Wilderness Act and protections for the Grand Canyon. I'm Eric Galatis.
Meantime, a massive public lands bill now headed to the Senate would better protect more than 3 million acres of public land, including a million in California.
The Protecting America's Wilderness and Public Lands Act combines 8 pieces of legislation, including 4 that cover the Golden State. Belinda Faustinos with the nonprofit Nature for All says bills like the San Gabriel Mountain Foothills and Rivers Protection Act will make the wilderness experience much more accessible to families.
The U.S. Forest Service has managed the San Gabriel Mountains for purposes of water supply, which is critically important. However, there was very little attention paid to how it could be managed as a recreational resource.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Finally, Natty Romligon tells us Kentucky kids as young as 5 or 6 could legally end up in juvenile court because the state currently lacks a minimum age threshold. But new legislation would ban kids 12 and younger from being tried before a judge.
More than 2,000 children younger than 10 were arrested in 2019 nationwide, according to data from the National Juvenile Justice Network. In states without minimum age thresholds, elementary school age kids have been arrested for throwing temper tantrums, throwing a ball at another child's face, and refusing to go to the principal's office. Courtney Downs of Kentucky Youth Advocates says the statistics are disturbing, given the science that shows kids should not be treated like adults. She says the latest data reveal hundreds of complaints against kids in the Commonwealth.
And so in 2019, 691 complaints that were filed against 12-year-olds. Anyone can file a complaint against a child for any reason.
Of those cases, only around 1% went to court.
Research has shown that locking young children up can derail academic performance and disrupt cognitive and emotional development. This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service. Member and listener supported, heard on great radio stations across the nation and online at publicnewsservice.org.